As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
Feel free to contact us at any time at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Republicans are looking forward to the midterm elections next year, as some House members have been stripped from their committees by Democrat-controlled House of Representatives.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said Thursday the two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she's requested others. She has a right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year, taking punitive action against Gosar and Greene. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As we continue our exclusive coverage of China and the actions in the disputed South China Sea, Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China Pact, gives us his report.
This did not stop nations from banding together the summer of 2021 to enforce the UN and Hague ruling. This included military joint exercises by the Quad, U.S., Australia, India, and Japan, traversing the South China Sea freely. The Quad flotilla included HMS carrier Queen Elizabeth. In addition, in August, military vessels from Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, and India moved freely through the South China Sea. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have been adamant in enforcing the UN and 2016 Hague ruling. In August 2021, even Germany sent a frigate to sail the South China Sea in a sign of unity. July 2021, the Philippines accused China of dumping human waste in the South China Sea, verified by satellite photos. China is increasing their pressure campaign and making it very uncomfortable abusing their neighbors to gain control over the South China Sea. It is a flashpoint with strategic, military, and economic significance. China is trying to cut off the U.S. from Asia. If China succeeds, one can see China charging vessels to traverse or demanding use of their vessels in the South China Sea. Countries including the Quad and New Zealand have so far bound together in a show of force against China, and they must keep their resolve now and over the long term. A negotiated new code of conduct with China would simply water down the current mechanisms in force.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Bright.